This half hour of the iWorkframe radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord.
Are you called to more than just getting it done by Friday?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him with your host, Jim Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him nation and cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work For Him this afternoon. We're so glad you tuned in. And wow, I just want to welcome all of our Tampa and Jacksonville audience, whether you're listening at 3 o'clock in Tampa or 6 o'clock in Tampa, or maybe 11 or 1 o'clock in the morning, or maybe in Jacksonville you're listening at 2 or 5 or 10. Maybe you're somewhere in St. Augustine, Southeast Georgia. Maybe you're listening from Ocala to Fort Myers or way over to Disney. However you hear the show today, just know that often we're just praying that something we say today will cause you to dig deeper into your faith and to connecting what you hear on Sunday with what you do in your 9-to-5. And we always try to present topics that will cause you to just really be able to have a better understanding of your faith as it relates to just different parts of your life. And today's conversation will be no different than that. But Martha, first, we really want people to connect with us.
Well, you know, Jim, I was just thinking it could save a lot of time on our intro if we were just on every hour of the day. Wouldn't that be great? Just say, hey, and actually we are, because people can listen to the podcast anytime they want.
Wow.
So I'm just going to throw that out there.
Throwing it.
There you go. So, yes, people can connect to us in a lot of different ways, and they can learn what all those things that you just rattled off as far as where we are, when we're
now
on.
You're saying I'm a rattler.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Many, many titles, Jim.
This is going to be fun. But anyway, people can go to our website, iworkforhim.com. That's iworkforhim.com. And there they can find out what stations we're on, what time we play, listen to us live right from there. There's so much technology that sometimes it gets, you know, we meet people and they're like, I can't figure out how to do it. Just go to our website. From there, get your kids involved. They can show you how to subscribe to iTunes, Google Play, music. That's exactly, it's cheating. Yeah, but it may never get done if you don't do it that way, right? So anyway, we would love to connect, and people can call our listener line, 866-713-9675. 866-713-WORK. And there they can leave us a message. What would you like them to leave you a message about today?
A couple
Jim?
Of things. Well, today, if you need contact information for our guests, that's a great place to get a hold of us. 866-713-9675. Mm-hmm. Also,
you just gave that out so fast. Who was writing that down?
866-713-WORK.
There you go.
Thank you, Luke.
Yeah,
but I will tell you, that's on our website, too.
We haven't introduced our guests yet, but yet they feel like very comfortable just to jump
right
on.
They're practically,
They have done almost as many shows as we've done. All right. But we'd love for you guys to hear. We'd love to hear from you, people that you've heard testimonies, you've heard people's stories, you've seen them in action out there in the marketplace, and you think their story needs to be shared here on I Work For Him. That's what we'd love you to use that listener line for. 866-713-WORK. All right. The journey of following the Lord is a long one, and it involves a ton of learning. The good news is the good news, and it impacts everything we do, from our personal lives to our business lives. You've all gotten to know Luke and Dave for the last 5 years. I know, it's been scary at times, but it's okay. They're fervently seeking the Lord as they provide amazing financial advice to all the I Work For Him audience at least once a month right here on the air, and then many times during the week when they meet with actual clients from I Work For Him. The Lord's prompted Luke and Dave to evaluate biblically responsible investing, an idea first introduced to them courtesy of a testimony of one of our guests from Virginia a few years back. Today, Luke and Dave roll out what the Lord's up to in their lives and how God is using biblically responsible investing to impact all of their customers. Luke Andrews, Dave Cruz from Bel Air Wealth Management, found online at BMW. Just kidding. BWM Advisors.com.
Jim loves BMWs.
I do love BMWs. Have you ever driven a BMW at 115?
No, Jim.
So I'm old, but not that old.
Wow. So we just got done with the road trip, and we had the opportunity, Jim, remember this, on the highway. There was a BMW, and it wasn't even going the speed limit. We're nice. Like, what is going on here?
Enjoying life. Enjoying. Oh, no. BMWs do drive attention. Really, really nice.
But BWM advisors, BWM. Has nothing to do with B.
No. W. Exactly.
So Bel Air Wealth Management.
That's right. Yes.
All right. So I just want, summer vacation. It's been summer vacation. Luke, you've been off on vacation playing golf, hanging out with your kids.
Oh, come on. Playing golf. I played golf one time. Well, twice.
Twice?
No, once.
Did you let Dave win?
No, I haven't even played with Dave.
You guys haven't played?
No.
So what are you spending your time doing? Do you go to the beach?
Pool? I'm trying to grow my business.
There you go.
I looked right at him. Not that he's not.
I have
two houses under renovation. Yes. One of them will be done today, hopefully. It's getting staged this morning, so it better be done. And then it got cleaned yesterday. So a lot of my time has been, I kind of feel like if I can go play golf, man, I'm not being a good steward of the limited amount of time I have. So I'm not looking at Dave thinking he's not a good steward of his time. I just have a lot of irons in the fire, and then I have family that I was going to say,
your kids are on school break, so did you have them go renovate with you?
I did.
What did you do for fun with your kids?
I taught Giovanni what a flathead screwdriver is.
Oh, well, that's important by fifth grade.
Who uses flathead screwdrivers anymore?
There's a need in the little light sockets.
The light sockets. Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I was teaching them. We actually put together ceiling fans.
Fine motor skills.
But he was, I was up on the ladder. I'd said, "Hey, get me the Phillips head screwdriver." And he's like, "Huh? It's the one that's got the ridges on." He said, "Oh, okay, I got it." So now he knows what that is. And just getting him involved with carrying stuff. How to properly carry a ladder, because he had this ladder, a perfect fit for him, and he tried to pick it up. I was like, "No, you don't do it that way. You scoop it up, get it on your shoulder." And he did. He's like, "Oh, piece of
life cake. Skills, whoa. Life whoa. Skills."
Man. Yeah.
Way
so
I didn't know there was a right way to carry a ladder. Man, well, you gotta come help me.
You learned that at the fire academy. They teach you that, Scott.
You went to fire academy.
I did. Wow. I learned two valuable things in the fire academy. One is how to carry a ladder that's much bigger than you, really easily. The other one was to my Giovanni's first birthday party is it'll be a memory we always enjoy. But I had a grill. The propane didn't work anymore, so I was using it as a charcoal grill. But I didn't remove the gas tank underneath.
Ouch.
So the heat, because how hot it was, caught the whole grill on fire, and it was the propane tank was shooting out. And I probably had 50 people in the backyard for this birthday party. So what I remembered in my fire academy training is I need water, but not a garden hose, because it was too many BTUs. I need a lot more gallons per minute to put out this how hot it was. So I got put my pool pump and everything on backwash, and I got the backwash hose. And I put it out that way. So anyway,
I hope you captured that on film.
That is a memory you will never forget.
Yeah, good stuff. But but we went to Jupiter, Florida. We go there every year.
Awesome.
Spent a week there, and we go snorkeling, and then paddle boarding, and then just hanging out with family. And then
we went to
Orlando, of course, because we do Universal and. That's our thing.
All right, so you did get to spend time with your kids this summer.
Oh, yeah.
Before they go back.
Because
they go back to school next week, right?
Yes, they go to school Wednesday.
And Giovanni's be fifth grade?
Fifth grade, Riley's
be
junior.
Junior
in high
school.
Only two more first days of school for her. Crazy.
Man. No, she's not going to college?
Oh, she is.
Well, yeah, but it's a little different. The photo ops for first day of college are a little different than high school.
It's not going to be a photo op for first day.
Dave Cruz.
Dana with tears.
Dave Cruz.
Of joy. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
It's a mixed.
We're going to move on, boys. We're running out of time in this first segment. Okay.
Right.
So, Dave Cruz, many
yes,
times your beautiful bride has been mentioned on
yes,
this show.
Yes.
And today, you brought her in as our live
here,
studio
yes,
audience.
Totally true.
So,
woo-hoo!
If I'm a little quiet today.
I was saying, he is acting a lot more behaved today. He's trying to sit up straight.
A little quiet. I still try to impress her.
Yes. That's good. You're a great example of
I try.
That.
After 48 years, or as she said right before the broadcast, it feels like 75.
Oh, she did not, Jim. Come on.
She's here today. She's listening.
I know.
We always throw it out there like, if Pam's listening, you're in trouble today, buddy. Yeah, anyway, she's going to go back through.
That's why she came.
Today, I know she's listening.
Yes. That's awesome.
We're
excited to have her.
All right. Okay. Dave Cruz, in the 45 seconds that we have left in this segment, how's the construction project going?
Well, you know, Luke said he was doing renovation. We're just doing vacation. The reno's not there, but yeah. Pam's done a great job with the plants. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get the plans right, mm-hmm. you just might as well not do it. So, yeah. So we're still in the planning stage. The architect is getting the final drawings. And I'm confident when we see those final drawings, it'll be just what we are looking forward to.
Is there a suite in the backyard for Martha and I? So when we're traveling and we come back into town, we've got a place to go so we don't have to have our own separate house.
We can do that. A gazebo. She's talking a gazebo.
The CEO is here.
Sides.
Is a gazebo going to have windows? I don't really want to stay in a screened-in enclosure in Florida. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we're going to take that planning idea, and we're going to talk about biblically responsible investing with Luke and Dave from Bel Air Wealth Management. Find them online at bwmadvisors.com. We'll be right back with more on I Work For Him.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, formerly Integrity Resource Center, with today's Integrity Moment.
This week, we're discussing the spiritual struggle some have over building wealth. Unfortunately, many believe to be a good Christian, you must be poor. This philosophy can hinder someone's God-given ability to create wealth. Joseph was a God-fearing man that was given the gift of creating wealth, but it was wealth for a purpose. In Genesis 50, verse 20, Joseph told his brothers, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive." God has given many leaders the ability to create wealth, but he has a purpose in mind. Sometimes wealth is needed to create valuable products or to fund evangelistic efforts. Regardless, don't forsake your calling due to a flawed philosophy on wealth.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
Hey, Jim. So just last week, I ran into one of our friends at the store. She mentioned she'd been listening to I Work For Him on her car radio, but she didn't get to finish the show due to an appointment, and she missed the end of the interview. So I had her get out her phone and go to our website, iworkforhim.com, and I subscribed her to our weekly blog email right away. Then every Friday, she'll get all the show links from the past week sent to her, along with your blog, Jim. I also showed her that the website allows her to listen live, search for past shows, and have all the different podcast options that she can subscribe to. She was excited to see that our website had all the radio program information and her blogs, Jim, our events, a challenge to join the I Work For Him Nation, and even information about our show sponsors.
Hey, listeners, you should subscribe and stay connected. While you're there, find out how to connect on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram all have constant updates about show guests, upcoming shows, links to listen, pictures, and even videos. Now, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as Martha and I talk today with Luke and Dave. That's right, Luke and Dave from Bel Air Wealth Management. Find them online at a new website, bwmadvisors.com. Dave still has the .com down. He's got like a well-oiled machine.
That didn't change.
That's been Andrea.
Andrea Colomba.
Yeah,
that's right.
Colatra, yes.
Colomber, that's
hope,
right.
Hey, Andrea, we love you. I hope
she
you're
listens
well.
To the show
yeah.
often.
Good. That's good, good, good. But remember the .com. That's
oh,
so
yeah.
funny. That's it's
right.
stuck
yeah.
after all
I
these years.
Don't understand, but I'll just keep
it
saying
was just
.com.
It was just
he
how
just
you
knows.
Said it.
When he points, that's it.
Because it was .com.
So,
and it's just.
It is a great thing. So, you know, I just want to highlight when you're talking about building your house, and I think that God's got a whole lot of great examples that are going to come from this process. But I love what you said about if without the right plans,
exactly.
it won't be what you wanted it to be. And then you have... You know, then the renovations, and we don't want to go there on a new house, right?
Not for a long time. Maybe for us, never. I hope.
There you go. So I'm just excited to see how that plays out in the lessons that you're able to transfer over to investing and things like that.
Yeah. Hey, Martha, I think you should mention a new feature of I Work For Him.
Okay. And I don't know if I can see myself on here, but we are actually doing video. So we will be putting this up on our YouTube channel so people can find us there. And I will, I'll figure out the best way to communicate how to do that. But I'm sure if people look for us, I Work For Him, That is our YouTube channel, and then they can subscribe to that.
Yeah.
I know that there's features now where I can share it with friends and things like that, but I may not be connected to our listeners. Yeah. So I want to just encourage them to look for us on YouTube, and then they can actually see this crazy thing we call radio in person.
Dave's sitting now you know what I
see the camera over there.
It could work against
us. His best
I know, right?
We have better faces for radio, and all of a sudden,
that's right.
We've taken some of the mystery out of our voices.
As you can see, Luke has the best hair out of all of us. But the
this
whole point
is true,
of that
but it's not for long.
What?
Well, like NFL.
In the last 5 years.
It's what it is. My head keeps getting bigger and it doesn't tell my hair. You know, it's like, hair, you got to grow, man.
You still got to grow down the middle.
The middle's good. It's just when you get behind me.
Yeah.
All right. What's great about having Luke and Dave in studio, whenever we've got guests in studio where we're in the same place as those guests, we're going to videotape the show. Or when Martha and I are just having a show. We don't have a way just yet of capturing the video of our remote guests, so we're still working on that we're working on that. All right, so let's just talk about. I want to just ask one. Let's get one spiritual question in there because I know that if I don't, we may never get there. it's been a couple months since we've been face to face. You know, every month we're doing a show, but I just want to see recently Dave Cruz, where from Bel Air Wealth Management, where you can find him online at BWM Advisors.
.com.
A little slow on the pole here. How have you seen Jesus working in your work? How have you seen Jesus work through you while you're working recently?
Well, I think I told you several times I had a client that was not a believer. So a lot of my time in the last, he's been a client a long time since 2003. So I spent a lot of time witnessing to him just to show him, hopefully through my life, the life of a Christian, the life of what Jesus has done for me. And he was very resistant to it. Recently, he did pass away, lost a good friend. But I went up to the funeral, and a lot of people there know who I am and stuff. Just in conversation there, I was able to witness to a lot of other people what Ray's thoughts were and what my thoughts were. And I hopefully, pray to the Holy Spirit that we got through to some of those people. Mm. I don't know if Ray ever accepted the Lord as his Savior. There was a chaplain up there he was talking to, so I pray and hope that he did. But things like that. Our business is relationship-centered.
Sure.
And so is Christianity. So it gives us a great opportunity with all our clients to show Jesus through our life and through our work.
Yeah, Jesus is all about relationships, that's for sure. Luke, what about you? How have you seen the Lord working through your financial, being a financial advisor, being a realtor, a mortgage guy, renovating houses? I mean, you get lots of things, and they're all really related to the financial world. How have you seen the Lord work in what you're doing?
Well, really, what we're talking about today, biblically responsible investing, right, is something you would introduce me to maybe a year, year and a half, probably even 2 years ago. Just time flies. You gave me a book. Actually, you led me to a gentleman who married a lady. I don't have the names. You probably do. Mm-hmm. But the book was called
Rick and Cassie Lehman.
Thank you. I Found Jesus
Beacon
in the
Wealth
Stock
Management.
Market. Yes. And I read that book, and it really didn't impact me at that time. The seed was planted,
mm-hmm.
and then it's kind of been cultivated over the last, year and a half, 2 years with just different, messages. Maybe it's at church or even preparing for other, radio shows and then reading the book again and seeing things a different time. And then, so now, I'm at a crossroads where, if I'm truly, and I'm going back through the purpose-driven life with another group of friends, and we're studying, this parts about testing, parts about trust, and if God truly owns everything, if he truly owns everything, we should be taking a lot more careful steps as being a good steward. And for me, it's managing money. It's managing my own money, and it's not even mine. I see that we fall into that worldly view that if we don't own it, we won't take care of it as much. Really, God owns it. We should be taking care of everything as if God owns it. And I think so. That's really what Holy Spirit's been speaking to me is just through The book again, through preparing for, you know, we actually talked about it before in one of our other shows, but just this preparation and getting this biblical. And then we had one of our biggest clients demand that of us, which was great because it kind of got us super focused. And now we're here today talking about it. And we're going to be able to offer it to, not going to be able, we can offer biblically responsible investing to every single person listening on the radio show today. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into the meat of it, but you know, that's really, you know, my Bible study this morning, purpose-driven life. They're saying, Luke, man, you know, if you're, Holy Spirit's telling you what to do, just go do it. What are you waiting on? And that's hopefully what we'll get through the show today is you're going to hear some really good things about how you can be a good steward of what God owns and has lent you for your time here. And then what are we doing with it? And we're going to specifically be talking about the investing side and how we can help you be a good steward of what God lent you.
All right, Dave Cruz.
Kind of an offshoot of that is you know, Luke was saying it's his and not ours. And I don't know about you, but if I'm taking care of somebody else's property, I take better care of it than if it's my own. You don't want somebody coming back and having their things deteriorate. And if it was your own, not. I mean, you
mentioned recently that you borrowed her Explorer to go golfing, and when you brought it back, there was grass in the back of the car that you hadn't. There's never any grass in the back of the Mercury. So
Mercury.
Well, whatever that car is,
whatever that thing was.
Mercury. What is that? Buick.
Lincoln Mercury.
But there's no grass in the back of your car, but you left it in the back of Pam's car. But that's what you're talking about, right? Leaving things better off.
Well, there's a lot of issues in that little thing.
I just completely made that up.
Yeah, you did.
That is a good point, though, you know, because the world doesn't teach you that. I mean, just look at rental cars. You know, properties that people rent.
Right.
Hotel rooms.
True.
You know, but as a believer, you know, we're called to treat things as if they're God. So when we get the perspective of, is it God's? If it is, we should be treating it differently. Our perspective should be completely changed. And that's going back to your question about how's God working in my life. It was really just starting to get me focused on understanding God owns it.
And just, simple, he's the creator. So obviously, if he's the creator, he made everything. Everything's his. It's just by definition.
All right. So did you read I Found Jesus in the Stock Market?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay, yeah. Martha.
Well, do I have time for a question?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so this is really, really interesting because I was thinking about rental cars and things like that people abuse because they're going to turn it in. They don't know the owner. Yeah. But look at what's changed in our culture with like Airbnb and VRBO. You have a relationship with the owner. You don't dare leave a mess or you get written up and you don't get to rent again, right. You know? And so relationship I think is the key. And you said you're in a relationship business. So, having the opportunity to help people understand that they're going to have a better sense of accountability. That's how God created us.
Yeah.
And so I think there's something there because our culture is very disconnected. You know, I don't care. This is, you know,
not
I can
mine.
Throw
Someone
stuff on the beach.
Problem.
It's somebody else's problem.
Oh,
somebody,
just look at it. The cigarette butts flying out people's windows all day. It's like, someone else will get it. Boom, boom, boom.
Well, that really goes back to this whole conversation. You guys are stewards of people's money as financial advisors, and you want to be good stewards. And this whole conversation of, wow, what are the companies that we're investing in? How are they being as good stewards? Because you're now investing in companies that are investing their money. How did they invest their money? What are their favorite nonprofits that they contribute to? And all of this plays into biblically responsible investing. So when we come back with Luke and Dave from Bel Air Wealth Management, we're going to really dig into this. What is biblically responsible investing and why should you care? But in the meantime, we'd love for you to check out their website. Really, right now, do it in the break. BWMAdvisors.com. BWMAdvisors.com. And if you want to call Luke, you can always get a hold of him at 727-798-4188. All right, we'll be right back with more on I Work For Him. Lord, it's been a rough day at work today. I've been working on a project and my coworker just doesn't seem to care about our deadline. Lord, what should I do? He's been late to work every day this week and sitting by himself during lunch lately. Do you think there's something wrong? What, Lord? You want me to ask if he needs prayer? Okay, Lord, I'll do that. Lord, I also want to thank you for my job. I pray that I can be an example for those I work with. Lord, I made a commitment to pray for my coworkers and employees when I joined the I Work For Him Nation. Help me daily to lift them up to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you want to make the same commitment? Join the I Work For Him Nation now and get a window sticker and a personal note from us. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
That's iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
Homeowners, now is the season to be thinking about your roof, because all it takes is one storm to turn a small roof problem into a major leak. If it's time for a new roof, get your roofing installed the right way with Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. You'll get reliable service and installation. And Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. So if you need a new roof, don't wait till the next storm. Call Sears Roofing for a free in-home consultation. Call 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. That's Sears Roofing. Call right now. 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. British Prime Minister Theresa May has welcomed the U.S. decision to impose sanctions on Russia over the nerve agent attack on a former spy this year in the English city of Salisbury. May's Downing Street office issuing a statement saying the move sends an unequivocal message to Russia that its provocative, reckless behavior will not go unchallenged. Vice President Mike Pence today says the time has come to establish a new United States Space Force to ensure America's dominance in space amid heightened competition and threats from China and Russia. Puerto Rico now estimating that Hurricane Maria killed more than 1,400 people. That is far more than the official death toll of 64 that we've been given. The figure comes in a report to Congress seeking money to help the island recover from the devastating storm. On Wall Street, the Dow closing down 75 to 25,509. NASDAQ up 3 to 7,892. S&P down 4 to 2,854. This is SRN News.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming and Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
This half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast is sponsored by listeners like you who have contributed to the I Work For Him Ministries Giving Fund. Become a part of our support team. Find out more online at iworkforhim.com/donate.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. Today, we have Luke Andrews and Dave Cruz from Bel Air Wealth Management right here in studio. It's always so nice when we have these guys as we all learn together. Martha and I, don't we? We learn together how to... Luke and Dave have been teaching us for years how to look at our investments as a gift from God.
Most definitely. And really helping to drill down to the fact that you guys are relationship oriented. You care about your clients. And a lot of people don't have that. And so we love learning from you guys how people can do the business better and have a better relationship with their advisor. So we've talked about biblically responsible investing, BRI.
Yeah, BRI.
And but we want to tell our listeners, well, we are, but we're going to tell what they are. It's okay for people to say BRI.
Practicing it.
It's like saying BWM. Like, you have to. That's an acronym. You have to get used to.
Bel Air Wealth Management Advisors. BWM Advisors.com.
Luke. They didn't get it. Okay, so anyway, what
Dave's just looking at us like, huh?
Which one of you wants to tell us about what BRI really is, biblically responsible investing?
Yeah, so what it really started back in the 90s, early 90s, and there's actually been biblically responsible investing funds around since 94, early.
Mutual fund kind of things?
Yeah, mutual funds. Timothy Plan is one. You know, but it started, I think, you know, socially responsible investing has been around a lot longer. People can probably relate to that as you just think of what things are socially responsible, environmentally friendly, human rights. You know, those
corporate governance is a big one.
Yeah. So socially responsible investing is similar to biblically responsible. But what biblically responsible investing does is there's a screening process involved. Did you know that 50% of the companies listed on the S&P 500 are either somehow involved with, profiting from, or supporting anti-family, abortion, or pornography?
No, we did 50%. Not know that.
So
50%. That's a very large percentage.
So as an investor, right? You know, if God owns everything, so I always try to think, you know, you remember the wristbands, what would Jesus do? Mm-hmm. If Jesus were here with you and he were to say, I want you to make this investment for you, would he be investing in pornography or abortion or
anti-family things?
Anti-family values, you know, one of the things is even, you know, focused on predatory lending stuff, like focusing on, you know, taking advantage of people that have alcohol, that have tobacco. So there is, biblically responsible is, it looks for corporations and it screens them. There's a screening process that these companies go through and they're given a score. And based upon their score, they either qualify to be what's considered biblically responsible or they don't. So that's really the foundation of biblically responsible investing is to allow an investor to have the opportunity to invest where their morals, their ethics, and where they put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
It's not always a black and white question.
I knew that was coming.
Why? Because he wears a white shirt and a black pants.
If God owns everything, it's pretty black and white.
But there's rumors and there's supporting and there's not supporting, such as family values. Mm-hmm. You take Target Corporation. There was a big boycott a few years back. How far did they go as far as...
There's still a big boycott on Target because of their bathroom policy.
Yeah, exactly. So, there's gray areas there for me as far as...
Don't let Satan deceive you.
You know what this
that is?
But there's,
James
it's
4,
not
7.
Addressed. No, but it's not addressed in the Bible whether there should be three bathrooms or four bathrooms or one bathroom.
But it is addressed very clearly that men are men and women are women.
Yeah, so... What's the point there? So I mean, are you saying there?
Are you creating an unsafe situation by allowing men in women's bathrooms?
That's
and
the question.
Are you
creating that situation or not? I don't know.
A bathroom's a bathroom. So if it's just one, you know, one you walk in, like there's family restrooms. I mean, the bathroom is a bathroom. But when there are some specifically for men and specifically for women, there's multiple stalls and. You know, that should be kept as it is. You
Unfortunately,
know?
We get involved in those questions because of lack of morality. We can't legislate and we can't determine other people's morality.
Right. Mm.
And I think sometimes we're going to that point where we're trying to control morality on others' part. Now, whether it's a man or a woman, they can still be perverted.
Let's just stop. Nope, stop for a second. You got a granddaughter, Dave Cruz?
Yes, I do.
How many do you have? Granddaughters.
Four.
Okay, so you're shopping at Target, and you send one of them in to go to the bathroom, and right behind them, a young man walks in right behind them into the woman's bathroom. How do you feel about that, Dave Cruz?
About the same as I would if my grandson walked in, and some guy that I thought looked different, maybe he's followed my grandson into the bathroom. What are you going to do? You can't control that person's... That
we go
life.
Potty at home.
Exactly.
No, but I think where you guys really come into the conversation is what if that same company is putting their funds behind something that you are absolutely know is biblically wrong. There's no doubt about it.
Exactly.
And as a consumer, as an investor, I have no idea of that because of the fact that that's not my world. I'm trusting you with my money. So a lot of this conversation goes to that, right? Because the research has to be done.
Right.
And so you're saying there's actually a rubric for that. There's a screening process that happens.
And we have the tools and the technology to do it. We have the funds. We know who to invest in. I think the foundation of biblically responsible investing, you have to let our audience know, you know, I don't own any of those companies. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a mutual fund. I have a 401k or I have IRAs and I have investment accounts or stocks and things. Or, you know, if you buy into, let me back up. The foundation of owning a company is stock. When you own a stock, you get voting rights. The voting rights, you can vote on the board of directors. The board of directors tell the CEO, basically, you know, or the CEO gives the board of directors direction and the board of directors approve it or don't approve it. So you have voting rights, you have ownership interest in a company. So if there is a company, when I shared this with Dana, she's like, that doesn't matter to me. I was like, okay. So I dug deep and I went right for the heart. I said, you love animals, right? I said, if there was a company that made the tools to euthanize pets, would you be okay with owning a piece of that business? And she said, absolutely not. I would never do that. I said, well, that's the thought behind. So what if there's, you know, for example, there's a hotel chain, a huge hotel chain that is probably in a lot of our listeners' mutual funds or investment accounts as we speak, profit from the pornography business because they sell the different movies and stuff on their TV screens in the hotel rooms. So it's maybe not the company, but it's the layers within the companies where they're profiting. So if I have an opportunity to say, hey, Dave, I'm going to go open up an abortion clinic. I want you to be partners with me. What would you say?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Rest my case.
Right.
Case is on.
I'm not saying there's no place for it. I'm just saying it's not always black and white.
Okay, I'm still concerned about your granddaughter in the bathroom.
So, but we're going to remind people of who we're talking to today. So we're talking to Luke Andrews and to Dave Cruz.
Thank you.
They're with BelAirWealthManagement.com. There you go. So
can be reached at
WMAdvisors.com.
So either way, they can get their BelAirWealthManagement.com too.
Yeah, they can text me right now.
Yes. Really?
I'll answer. Listen, I know before the show I said, you know, I know people are going to hear this and go, man, yeah, that makes sense. I want to do something, and there needed to be some sort of call to action, you know. So if you text me, we'll do a free screening of your current portfolio.
Mm.
Now, I don't want to say free. That sounds so cheesy. We will okay.
They're going to charge
portfolio.
You $500.
No,
wait a minute.
No charge
they're going to charge
you
$500, but they're going to make that donation to iWorkForHim.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good point.
Okay, so how can they text you again? Let's give that
727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. So, yeah, if you do text me and just say, hey, I would love for you to review my portfolio and screen and tell me where I'm at.
And,
you
know, and what changes we'd recommend.
Absolutely.
That's fine.
So we'd be honored to. So your call to action is if the Holy Spirit right now is saying, you know what, that's crazy. I would never be involved with abortion. I would never be involved with pornography. I would never be involved with tobacco and things that are addicted or companies and corporations that take advantage of less privileged, which it's all over the place.
Or things that are anti-marriage between a man and woman.
Right.
And the screening is a great first place because much like you said, Luke, this has been a 2-year journey for you guys.
And I'm not 100% there yet.
Yeah.
I'm
and
still
you're still
learning.
Wrestling and learning and all that. So one of the first things, if somebody's just curious to say, well, a good starting point would for me to find out what do I own and do I actually own? So some people may actually have stock in a company that outright does things that not even in the layers, it might be outright and they don't know that. And so that's a good curious first step is to reach out and say, you know what, screen my portfolio and let me know what that amount is of, you know, percentage or whatever that maybe
you get
like a
score.
Okay.
Right. You know, and then
an H holding.
Yeah. And then it's up to you at that time. So again, if everything is owned by God and he is just lending it to us and we are called to be good stewards, can we be a good steward with our investments? And with biblically responsible investing, you absolutely can. And I understand what Dave is saying. We've actually talked about this before. You do.
There's
some tension because, you know, we don't want to exclude. We want to have everyone be a part of. we still offer regular investments, mm-hmm. you know, so not all of our clients are so focused, but our audience today, we know that this should hit the heart.
And the reality is that when it hits people's bottom line, then they decide how
exactly.
much. So I hope we get into that a little bit. What have you seen as a difference in the companies?
Well, more of the difference on the clients.
Okay.
Some clients just go all out and say, it doesn't matter to me. I'd rather earn a little bit less. If that is the case, I'd rather earn a little less and be responsible than not earn the money. And go on my way. So,
but is that an inevitability that they're going to make less because they're biblically responsible invest?
No, don't go there. No,
because that's
not
true.
Not necessarily.
Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Your results with biblically responsible investing could be higher, could be lower. At the end of the day, if God owns everything and Jesus were investing with you today, how would he be instructing you to invest?
Right.
I think that's the perspective that as believers, we should, everything is lent to us. If we don't own it and Jesus were here sitting with us today, which he is, right? Holy Spirit, he's with us. How would he be instructing us to invest with what he's giving us to be good stewards with?
Because it's part of our work.
Money is a huge part. You know, and I've shared this with a lot of my believing clients, and it kind of, I know it resonates, but then there's no action behind it. And I know that's similar to when we're in church on Sunday, we get fired up, ready to go, and then we leave on Monday, and it's kind of like we live in the here and now, which is what the purpose-driven life talks about. We get so stuck in the here and now, we forget that the Holy Spirit prompted me to get biblically responsible with my investments.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, and we're talking with Luke and Dave from Bel Air Wealth Management. Find them online at bwmadvisors.com. We'll be right back.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939 for your free CD. Call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
Do you dream about getting away with your spouse and escaping for a few days? Do you just want a little time to reconnect and enjoy a little sunshine? It's not too early to start thinking about planning time away with your spouse next winter.
We want to invite you to join us on our annual Cruise Your Way to a Better Marriage, brought to you by I Work For Him. We will be setting sail from Tampa Bay to Cozumel on Royal Caribbean Brilliance of the Seas, February of 2019, leaving on Valentine's Day. How romantic can it get?
Our main sessions will focus on ways to strengthen your marriage and grow closer to each other and to God. Breakout sessions will be geared to diving a little deeper, exploring biblical principles for marriages and the workplace.
With plenty of downtime to eat, relax, and connect with each other and the 20 other married couples, what's not to be excited about? Details are online at iworkforhim.com event page.
Register online at iworkforhim.com and let your boss know you'll be out for a few days in February because you'll be cruising your way to a better marriage. See you on the boat. That's iworkforhim.com. iwork4him.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. We've got Luke and Dave in studio with us today from Bel Air Wealth Management. Find them online at bwmadvisors.com. We're talking today about biblically responsible investing. Martha, when you first heard about this, and it was a fun show that we did with Rick and Cassie Lehman from Beacon Wealth out of Virginia. They were a guest on our show, just sharing their own testimony about the book she wrote, I Found Jesus in the Stock Market. We said, we got to give this to our own financial advisors. So we gave a copy to Luke and Dave. And that's really what's brought us to this conversation today about biblically responsible investing, because the Lord's been working on your guys' hearts. But how, Dave Cruz, when you look at the way you've been as a financial advisor up to today and now incorporating all that the Lord is working on your heart about biblically responsible investing, how do you see BRI changing the world? How can Christ followers investing with a biblical responsible mindset, how can that impact the marketplace?
I think if the church as a whole got behind biblically responsible investing, it could have an impact. That's ideal. That'd be out there. So we just got to do what we can at a local level. But
money talks.
Money talks. What I would like to see sometime is being able to vote proxies in a biblically responsible way. Maybe sending that to your financial advisor so they could vote on the board. Everybody should have one stock in those companies, so you could actually have some impact through that.
Guys,
channel.
There's believers that's their mission.
Really,
they have one stock, and they show up at all the meetings and try to, you know, steer almost like a lobbyist.
See, you know what they should do is have proxies sent to them from everybody that owns that stock that is a follower. Mm-hmm. And then they would have some voting power.
To actually turn the tide of the company rather than just pulling away from the company.
Yeah. And
interesting.
You know, one of the things that I get into with clients too, okay, we want to be biblically responsible investors. They should also show in their lives that they're willing to live that way. And, you know, if they don't believe going into that company, they shouldn't be buying products from them either.
Well, you know, and let's take it even a step further in just the whole accountability part of it is that if you're going to say, okay, in my portfolio, I want to be biblically responsible, then in your life,
right?
Let's live it out. Let's not be frequenting some of those same places, not necessarily the ones you're investing in either, which because we've boycotted businesses over the years for different reasons, but in our lives, don't frequent that type of business. Don't look at those TV channels. Don't, partake in things that are not of biblical standards. And that's really the first question is what is God's convicting me in my own life? And then that flows out in our finances.
Hey, we're talking today with Luke and Dave from Bel Air Wealth Management. You can find them online at bwmadvisors.com. All right, Luke, you wanted to make sure that people understood that you're willing to do a biblically responsible investing review for anybody listening today.
Right. Yeah.
They can text you 727-798-4188, 727-798-4188, or they can contact you off the website, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And but we do have an office phone, 727-586-5655.
One more time.
727-586-5655.
We need to make up like a little acronym for that.
You got to just hold
on.
Going back to this question about how biblically responsible investing can make an impact on the world, $6.7 trillion, $6.7 trillion with a T, is controlled by believers, Christians.
Mm.
That's in the U.S. economy now. 6.7.
That's even bigger than Apple.
Yes. Yeah, we have 1 trillion. Six times bigger. Almost seven times.
Wow. Right,
So can we make a difference with biblically responsible investing? Absolutely. Should we be worried about can we make it a world impact versus can we make it an impact immediately in our own lives? My two kids' accounts, they're both vested in biblically responsible investing. I am working on it. And this is just being truthful. I'm working on it. You know, mm-hmm. I do have some, and I have some that are not.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what's holding me back? And then what's also holding maybe other people back? It's in my mindset. It's like, am I going to miss out on something? You know, so I'm thinking that if God is going to provide for me no matter what, should I really be so concerned about maybe earning a little bit of extra interest because mm-hmm. I'm invested in a leveraged fund now? Anyway,
you know, you think about the parable of the talents, and mm-hmm. My goodness, if those had been multiplied because of something that dishonored our Lord, right. You know, he definitely would not have said, "Well done."
Yeah, you definitely you don't see Jesus in throughout history in biblical time. Going to earn a profit from unmoral or unethical things and then giving it to the poor. That's the Robin Hood mentality, steal from the rich. It was still stealing to give to the poor. Jesus would never have done that. So if you're thinking on the air today, if the Holy Spirit is prompting you, saying, man, I really need to, I've never thought of my investments, my retirement is built on possibly alcohol, tobacco, pornography, anti-family values, taking advantage of the poor. I've never looked at my investments that way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are being led by the Spirit, please, text me, call me 727-798-4188. And let's just get started and see where it takes us, you know?
And sometimes it is a process, screening those companies out. You cannot look at a company and necessarily determine what businesses they are
in.
That's
exactly right.
Like
the hotel chain.
Yeah, the hotel chain is one. I mean, there's drug companies, obviously.
That would
be easy. But trying to do it yourself is almost an impossible task without the tools. Mm-hmm. Available.
Well, it's what you guys do full time, which is why you guys have been part of the show since the very beginning. We know that Christ followers need financial advisors that understand the eternal perspective, which we've talked about so many times, and understand that God really cares about us being good stewards with what we've been entrusted with, which is our retirement, our savings for our second half of whatever life would be. But we want you guys to talk to Luke and Dave from Bel Air Wealth Management. Check them out online, bwmadvisors.com.
I just want to say one last word of encouragement on that is the fact that look at what the impact of people that wanted good morals has done to Hollywood. Because years ago, you would never expect that there would be more than maybe two good movies released in a year that had good family values. And now they're making so much money because they have people saying, I want this movie. You know, people are attending it. The I Can Only Imagine movie.
100 plus million dollars.
The box office wide open. And guess what? That gets Hollywood's attention. But they can do it and be profitable. And what they said to us, the directors of that show were on our show, and they said, now we can make more good movies. Not now I can go buy a house on an island somewhere. You know, now I can make more biblically responsible movies. And so we have made an impact on Hollywood. Christians can make an impact on the companies and their investments.
Yes. Dave Cruz, give us some final thoughts on biblically responsible investing as the Lord kind of moves in your heart on this.
Okay, so there's very little downside. We talked about maybe there's some instances where you would choose a little less return for a biblically responsible company. But those instances are few. So generally speaking, the return can be equal and sometimes even better than not paying attention to what you're putting your money in. So it's not like you're giving up a lot to do it. You're just following the Holy Spirit and what he tells us to do.
The key is you can have a fully diversified portfolio.
True.
In biblically responsible investing. So you're not stuck with just one asset class and you can't get into international. There's international companies that are biblically responsible, and we have the screening to get through all that.
Awesome.
So long term, short term, if you want to trade and you want to kind of take a stock and run it up with technology, FANG we call it, you'll definitely probably outperform any diversified portfolio. But if you're looking for diversification, if you're looking for a long-term portfolio that's going to return and have a nice return to help you set up for retirement, that we can do that biblically responsible.
So, it's an exciting topic, and we got to keep this conversation going month by month. Luke, any other final thoughts on, well, how long is it going to take? If somebody calls you guys, 727-798-4188, that's Luke's cell phone number. Recall Dave in the office, 727-586-5655, 727-586-5655. How long is it going to take for you to do a review of their portfolio, Dave?
Depends if it's a golf day or not. It does not take long.
No, three business days.
Maybe a week on the outside.
If there's a lot of golf involved that week.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if it rains out on a golf day.
Text me, man. We work well together.
I know. That's why you're here as a team.
Yep. Amen.
And
you're
while Dave's out golfing, you're in the office.
It's really not that bad.
He golfs one morning a week,
but it is fun to make it sound like he golfs nonstop.
It is. We do.
I wish I could golf nonstop.
Why?
Oh my goodness.
Seriously, you could get healing for that. Seriously. Yeah. All right. Biblically responsible investing with Luke Andrews and Dave Cruz. Check them out online, bwmadvisors.com. Or give Luke a call and on his cell phone, 727-798-4188. Or Dave in the office, Dave Cruz in the office, 727-586-5655. Gentlemen, great first conversation on biblically responsible investing.
Thank you, Jim and Martha. Good to see you guys back. Glad you arrived back home safely.
Amen. You've been listening to the I Work For Him radio show with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
Woody's wife, Tamara, is a school counselor, and one day she looked back in the Appling County High School records to see what teachers had said about Woody. Most of them said the same thing.
He talks too much. Can you believe that?
He can't help it. He loves talking with folks, and they love it, too.
Talk to me. We top off every deal with a free lifetime powertrain warranty, and now we're giving you some free maintenance on top of that. Buy any gas-burning vehicle, and your first four oil changes are free. Two if you buy a diesel. Get on in here and let's make each other happy.
Woody Folsom Automotive's knocking 14% off MSRP on 18 GMC Sierra light duty. Same deal on Chevy Silverados. 14% off when you finance with GM Financial.
Get 16% off MSRP on Buick Encores. 20% off sticker on Sonic, Sparks, and Malibus. Do's it, do's it.
Find new roads.
You got it.
Click WoodyFolsom.com.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. And that'd be me. Talk to me.
Need a break from the sound bites and the talking heads? Do you want information you can actually use? Information that'll change your life for the better? Then listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will show you how to retire in 2 to 5 years. Your age doesn't matter. Turn off the pundits and turn on the passive income. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Weekdays at noon on 100.3, The Biz.